A man named Darius tells a ministry leader, I can't stop thinking about what my father said to me. He told me I would never amount to anything. I'm 42 years old and I still hear his voice. The leader wants to help. So he says, well, you need to stop believing that. God loves you. Be thankful you know the truth now. The words are partly true. But the ministry moment may still be mishandled. Why? Because the leader answered too fast. Christian gratitude discernment does not renew the mind by dismissing the wound. It renews the mind by bringing the wound into the presence of Christ. Romans 12:2 teaches the renewal of the mind. But renewal is not denial. Renewal does not mean that did not hurt. It means that hurt is brought under the truth, mercy, and lordship of Jesus. Many people carry painful thought patterns because those thoughts were trained into them over time. Shame, rejection, betrayal, family conflict, bullying, addiction, abuse, and repeated failure can all shape the inner voice. Ministry Sciences observes that people often carry internalized narratives. A painful message can become part of a person's self-understanding. That is why quick advice rarely helps. A person may need safety, listening, naming, lament, truth, and repeated practices of renewal. The gospel gives something deeper than positive self-talk. The gospel says that in Christ, accusation does not get the final word. Shame does not get the final word. A parent's curse does not get the final word. Sin does not get the final word. Death does not get the final word. But leaders must apply that hope with tenderness. What harms? Saying, just move on. Saying, you should be over that by now. Saying, stop being negative. Saying, be grateful it wasn't worse. What helps? A leader might say, that sentence has been with you a long time. I am sorry it was spoken over you. Would it be helpful to bring that sentence before God and ask what is true? Then the leader might ask, what does that old voice accuse you of? What does Scripture say about who you are before God? What mercy do you need to remember today? What is one small way to practice the truth this week? Renewing the mind is not winning an argument with pain. It is helping a person stand in the truth of Christ while still telling the truth about what happened. Gratitude attitude learns to say, Lord, I do not thank you for evil. But I thank you that evil is not sovereign. You are.